You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 99, Activate Your Transformation. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about activating your transformation and the power you have to do that. I'm asking you to refer back to episode 39, Transforming Your Life, for the sake of time, because I don't want to repeat the information in that episode. I'm asking you to review that show because it's important that the information found there be in your conscious mind. As you continue forward, things will begin to happen in your life, and you need to understand why they're happening. You will also find more information on this in Chapter 7 in my book, Doors of Light. Your transformation will occur in steps, but it won't always be in the same order for everyone. Still, it will be a step-by-step process. And the reason why it's important for us to remind ourselves of the symptoms of transformation is so that it will be in our conscious mind, because you will soon begin going through many of those symptoms if you haven't already. This information is important for you to know, and it ties into today's episode. I want to make a very important point because it's relevant to our discussion. Over the past weekend, I had an awakening consultation with Muhammad Amiri in Malaysia. Muhammad is relatively new to the podcast, but he's been able to benefit greatly from the information that I've shared over the past several months in a short period of time. He was ready when he found the show. And like so many of you that listen on a regular basis, he had a lot of questions for me. The thing about Muhammad is he took the time to ask his questions, and he has embraced the internal light meditation on a daily basis. His life is being transformed because of it. And as he would say, he has experienced many miracles because of the meditation. He did not hesitate to institute the meditation into his daily life because he saw the value of it right away. He spent a lifetime searching for spiritual answers and working to develop himself on an energetic level so he could feel that something was different about this show and the information that I'm sharing with you. After our consultation, his life has changed even more, and I'm using Muhammad Amiri for this example, but there are many more who are experiencing inexplicable transformations in their life after coming into contact with this podcast and the book. For those that embrace this information wholeheartedly, they are receiving much from it. Initially, Muhammad had questions about the cost of my consultation, and I took the time to explain it to him. I'm sure he would pay much more at this point after having that consultation with me because of the priceless gift that he has received. I charge for my time, not for what you receive, because what you receive is priceless, even if it's just a peace of mind, because you can't buy that. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is because people tend to think that $111 is a lot of money for a consultation, but I've paid more for a massage or for a pair of shoes. We haven't been taught to value our spiritual development, and I also found this to be true when I was in my natural health practice. People tend to complain that a certain herb is too expensive, but they don't think twice about having their nails done or for paying some exorbitant price for tickets to the playoffs. And as you know, those things aren't cheap. But we've been taught to value things that give us nothing in return. People spend hundreds of dollars a month on things that have no real value. And for some, they spend even more. But when it comes to their health or spiritual development, they critique the price because they see no value in putting their money there. This is how you know these people are still asleep. They continue to invest their energy into things that add no real value to their lives. When you begin to honor who you are, you will give yourself the best on every level. You won't hesitate to pay any reasonable price to maintain your health or to develop yourself on a spiritual level, because you realize that in truth, that's all you have. When this happens, then you will know that you are beginning to awaken, that you are starting to understand what's truly important. And by doing this, you are loving yourself more. What I want you to understand about the price of the consultation is that it's much deeper than you understand. When you're willing to pay $111, then you're in harmony with that vibration and you begin to activate it in your life. That vibration happens to be one of transformation and awakening. It activates all the attributes of that number and begins to manifest them in your life. It will help you to draw the things you really want to you because of the nature of that vibration. Numbers are very real and they have inherent power. When we use numerology in this way to activate a desired outcome, we're tapping into a higher science and allowing it to work for us on a conscious level. It doesn't matter whether you understand how it works or not. The laws of the universe just work, so it behooves you to start to understand them and begin to tap into their power on a conscious level so they can work for you. You can Google angel number 111 and read it for yourself. The power of that vibration is life-altering, and I'm trying to help you to become a conscious creator. Life is all about energy, and you must give energy in order to receive energy. You must be willing to give up something that is valuable to you in order to receive something that is even more valuable. This is how it works. So I know when someone is willing to pay for their consultation that they are serious about their spiritual growth and development. Time has value, and I charge for my time, but that's all I'm charging for, because what you receive is priceless. It's a gift from the universe, and I only act as the channel through which the energy can pass and then manifest in your life. That is my gift to you, and I want to share my gift with you, but you have to be ready, and you have to be a vibrational match to what you say you want. I'm here for you if you're ready to activate your transformation. I'm only doing what's in my heart. I'm not here for accolades or praise or anything that has anything to do with vanity. I could care less about that. I'm here for you. I've taken the past 10 months of my life and dedicated it to bringing you these messages from Spirit. And I did all of this free of charge because it was from my heart. My deepest desire is for you to live the most incredible life that is possible for you to live. But I can only do so much. You have to take the next step. You have to be ready to activate your transformation. I have learned so much about myself by doing these shows, and now I know why Spirit pushed me to do this. I know that this is part of my destiny to help you discover your greatness. But it's up to you to take the next step. It's time for you to activate your transformation. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen because your time is very valuable to me. Sharing these messages with you has been one of my greatest joys, and I look forward to sharing more. Until our next episode, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.